Teenage years are hard. And I look at the youngsters today and I think, God, how do you get by if you haven't got John Hughes films to help you navigate the minefield of what it is when you're trying to come to some sort of understanding of what the world is? I guess it's one of those hindsight things that you only realize the impact or the help that narrative arc that those movies had on you. It was the anniversary of John Hughes' death this week, back in 2009. A famously recluse man he was.
Bueller. Bueller.
How could I possibly be expected to handle school on a day like this?
What is so dangerous about a character like Ferris Bueller is he gives good kids bad ideas.
Last night at the dance, my little brother paid a buck to see your underwear.
I base a lot of my material in my pictures on my life, my childhood. Don't you forget about
me. Don't. Angst and triumph in equal teenage measure aplenty in John Hughes movies. And that great freeze flame blaring guitar endings by which all scenarios should finish. The name of this song is the name of a fantastic documentary I watched last year called Don't You Forget About Me, The Hunt by four Canadian filmmakers to find the man that inspired them so much, John Hughes. Matt Sadowski is the director. How are you, Matt?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, really well. Thanks for sharing some time with us. It's been a couple of years since you made the movie, but I'm guessing the impact still lingers long with you about that whole experience.
Of course it does.
What were you trying to do? What was the purpose?
Well, when we first set out to make the documentary, when we mentioned that we were making a film about John Hughes, especially the films that he made on the teen years, people always kind of like were very fond of those movies, but they didn't kind of herald him as one of kind of the important directors of the time, of the last decade or so. And we wanted to change that. We felt like he belonged to be mentioned right beside, you know, the Steven Spielbergs and the George Lucases and the Martin Scorseses and even the Stanley Kubricks, because, you know, we feel like, you know, he made a significant contribution to cinema.
Did it work?
You know what? As we continued to make it, people still kind of thought that, you know, what we were making was good, but they still didn't think he made the kind of contribution that we were saying he did. Of course, like great artists, usually people recognize the artistry behind the talent after they're passed. So after he passed away, a lot more people became interested in him and putting him on that pedestal. And because of that, they became a lot more interested in our film, which was really an interesting, role that we played in that process.
The way that I viewed your movie, Matt Sadowski is my guest, the director of a brilliant film, a documentary called Don't You Forget About Me. Here's a little taster of what it sounds like.
John Hughes had a very distinctive voice and tick. None will ever have the tone, the theme, the spark the imagination like those works did. Hughes was just insanely gifted.
I guess I've been subconsciously kind of waiting for that moment where nobody has seen the movie anymore. And that moment hasn't come, really.
I'd like to try and get as much information as I can.
Like, is he well-known in his hometown?
Do you know him?
Oh, I know him, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to explain to you. You don't know where you're going.
No one, in my estimation, has come close to what John achieved.
Hi, yes, I have a message for John Hughes.
The movie is part about the great actors. You got to interview all the really significant actors from the John Hughes movies, and part about Matt and three of his friends just setting out on that journey to try and find John Hughes, the recluse John Hughes. And it was very weird timing that this happened just before he died. Whether they succeed or not, you will have to watch Don't Forget About Me. But Matt, what it made me think, I as a movie buff and as a John Hughes fan, is I guess I really realized your film brought home to a lot of people just how much he meant to us. My friends and I all said, damn, we should have made that film. Those guys.
Oh, really?
That's
amazing.
That's the story. Of course they've tried to find John Hughes. Of course they have. We should have tried that.
Yeah, I mean, what we don't really show in the documentary is the years that we spent trying to reach out to him. And before we went on the road trip, we had a film that was just built of all the interviews that we were able to get and some other B-roll footage, music, and clips from his films. And we were all very happy with it. But when we showed it to people, they said, come on, you got to get Hughes in this thing. And we said, we've done everything we can, but the guy is kind of unreachable. He knows about the film, but he's reclusive. He doesn't really want to participate in anything, let alone our film. And someone said, well, you haven't gone all the way until you actually show up on his doorstep. And so that's what we set out to do.
The beautiful moment when art and stalking collide.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you look at our message boards, there's 50% of people that think that we were awesome to try and go and do this, and 50% of people that are, impressed by the stalking ability that the internet gives you. We were doing it with all of our hearts involved,
And that is the key, isn't it, Stuart? And it's just not cricket. ABC Local Radio, right across Australia. Matt Sadowski is the director of Don't You Forget About Me. It was the anniversary of John Hughes' death this week. You interviewed, I'm trying to think off the top of my head now, Alan Ruck. You had lots of famous directors, Jason Reitman, Kevin Smith. But you interviewed a lot of those, Judd Nelson, of course. You got
Andrew McCarthy.
Andrew McCarthy, he was my favorite. Who was your favorite,
Kelly
Matt?
LeBrock.
Yeah, all right. That's pretty good. Who was your number one for the interviews that you got of the actors?
Of the actors, I got to say, I still have a relationship with Judd from that interview, and he was kind of what was most interesting was that when we spoke to the people that have worked with him or worked in the circles around him, we thought that we were going to go to them for some of the answers of why he left, and they all had the same question, which was really interesting. And so, Judd too was, and you see in the film, he too wanted to get in touch with him as badly as we did.
Yeah, so all the people that he was close to didn't have contact with him.
Exactly, yeah.
That's so fascinating. How is Judd? He looks a little like he's been living life hard.
I think that's a true assessment. But, he came into the interview looking pretty disheveled and with sunglasses on, and we weren't sure how the interview was going to go. And as soon as he sat down, he was very articulate, and still to this day, he's got amazing things to say, and he's a great person. And I really hope at some point his career sees a resurgence, like a Mickey Rourke or something.
For sure. He's waiting for Quentin Tarantino or someone to rediscover him. Or you, Matt Sadowski, if you keep going, you get to have that fun. It gets to be an Andrew McCarthy,
it could happen.
Molly Ringwald, Judd Nelson special, my friend.
It could happen. He could end up in one of my films. You never know.
What's the most surprising thing you learned about John Hughes through this process?
I think, when we all started the film, we were all single. And by the end of the film, we were all married. And as the film came out, we were all having children. So we too went through a very big coming of age through making the film. And I think the thing that I learned most about John Hughes was that, when he became a family man, his movies weren't as important to him anymore. His family was. And I didn't get that while we were making it, but now that the film is out and I have my own children and my own family and my own home, I kind of get it.
Do you have a favorite of his movies?
Oh yeah, without a question, 16 Candles is my favorite.
Is it really?
Yeah, most people say Breakfast Club, and Ferris Bueller's definitely,
Bueller's is, I mean, it's one of the great comedies.
They're all my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. But 16 Candles is the first time I really felt like I kind of saw myself in the film. I really identify with Farmer Ted because I didn't really realize that, he was playing the quote-unquote geek. I thought he was a cool guy.
Yes. He was quite, and here's some clips, and there's one in here that's one of my favorites. I think She's Having a Baby is very underrated. Some great actors in there, some very profound.
Oh, big time,
lines,
yeah.
Some Kind of Wonderful as well. But what John Hughes was tapping into was, I guess, that slight sense of confusion and melancholy that we all feel when we're teenagers.
It is so important for you to belong to something at that age as you're trying to identify yourself. Who am I? Where do I fit? How do I belong in all this? That pressure to belong is so enormous.
Are those boys' underpants?
Yeah, so?
I hate I hate feeling ashamed. I hate where I'm from.
You listen to me. I don't want you to take me home.
Okay, why?
Because I don't want you to see where I live, okay?
Oh, you're only 18 years old.
Then I'm 19, then I'm 20. When does my life belong to me?
You want to get married?
I'm not getting married.
Give me one good reason. Why not?
I'll give you two good reasons why not. My mother and my father.
My God, are we going to be like our parents?
Not me. It's unavoidable. Just happens.
What happens?
When you grow up, your heart dies.
Who cares?
I care.
Do you think I'm going to be happy? I mean, honestly.
Maybe it'll work out. Who knows? Yeah, you'll be happy. You just won't know it, that's all.
God damn, Matt Sadowski, were we like that when we were teenagers?
Yeah. I mean, I was. I know I was.
It seems so normal to us in our language at the time. You look back at it, you think, gosh, but that felt actually quite inspiring when you were young because he was phrasing confusing emotions for people.
Yeah, I mean, after Hughes, people or filmmakers seemed to lose a bit of that kind of real quality where they were able to kind of have emotional, dramatic things digested through comedy. But I feel like there's a resurgence now because now there's people that grew up on those movies that are now, you know, making movies. So I feel like there's been a bit of return to a kind of a true reflection of adolescence instead of something that was like overtly quirky or way too like hard and dramatic. Like there was a couple years where teen movies were, you know, all about drugs and suicide and things like that. And I think we're getting back to that kind of thing where your teenage years are kind of funny and kind of sad.
Yeah, I think that's a really, because I remember the great quote about the Velvet Underground's first gig was played to 16 people, but every single one of them went and formed a band. So there's a sense that, you know, that lasting influence could actually come back. I think there's a gap there for those great teenage movies now. They're all about moody vampires.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think, I think he's rolling over, you know, seeing that these are the movies that teens are flocking to. So I have to say, I do enjoy a good Hunger Games.
Yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it? We like a nice dystopian view of the future, especially when there's bows and arrows involved.
Exactly.
Matt Sadowski is the director of Don't You Forget About Me. My single thought when I looked at this documentary was that the entire hardest point of the process must have been deciding the name of the movie, because there's 1,000 John Hughes references you must have gone through before you got to the Simple Minds song.
You know what? It was actually our first, and your first instinct is usually the right one, I find. So, you know, we thought that people had forgotten about him, so it was a perfectly apt title.
Nice.
It did
done.
Make things harder for licensing the music, the song, that I have to admit.
I bet it did. What's going on in your world these days, Matt Sadowski?
I just finished a feature film called Pretend We're Kissing.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's a bit of a throwback romantic comedy, a little bit more in line with Hughes and movies like Woody Allen and When Harry Met Sally and things like that.
Very nice.
It will be out and available in cyberspace or at a theater near you sometime at the end of this year or next.
And can I just finally, you played the Green Power Ranger when you were a young fella.
I did, and it shot in New Zealand, a hop, skip, and a jump away from you.
Wow, what a beautiful place to go do it, too. When you're at a barbecue or, you know, you're at a party with friends and you mentioned that you did you directed the John Hughes documentary and you were a Green Power Ranger, which one do they want to talk about?
They usually want to talk about the Power Rangers.
Damn it. We'll get them there, Matt. We'll get them there.
Yeah.
Great to talk to you, mate. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
All the best. Matt Sadowski, great to talk to him. The director of a documentary, if you love your movies, well worth a watch, called Don't You Forget About Me. It was about trying to find the reclusive John Hughes, and it came out pretty much right at the time that he died. So there was a lot of prescience in the timing of the film. The great director, who you know, even though you might not know the name, it was the anniversary of his death this week.